I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Community health educators from Hollings Cancer Center are conducting a statewide cancer education program that's called Movin' Up in 17 counties of South Carolina. To talk about this cancer prevention, screening, and education program is Dr. Marvella Ford. She's the Associate Director of Population Sciences and Cancer Disparities at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC, and she's Smart State Endowed Chair of Cancer Disparities at South Carolina State University. Dr. Ford, give us the details about the Movin' Up Cancer Education Program.
Movin' Up is a statewide program. We started in 2007, and our goal is to reach every county in the state with cancer education information so that people have the tools that they need to engage in cancer risk prevention, screening activities, and effective treatment strategies. We are currently focusing on the I-95 corridor of South Carolina because this is one of the most medically underserved regions, not only of South Carolina, but of the entire United States.
And what happens at these cancer education events that you put on in the state?
So we are going into the communities with the express mission of training a cadre of community educators who can then take these messages out to other people in their communities. And so through the program, we have reached more than 500 people, and they have reached more than 4,000 additional people with the information that we share with them.
And what are some of the take-home messages as far as cancer prevention and screening for those people that came to this kind of event?
We focus on eating healthy foods, increasing fruit and vegetable intake, increasing physical activity intake to match the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidelines. They recommend that all of us engage in at least 30 minutes of exercise on 5 days per week, for a total of 150 minutes of exercise per week.
For people who do take those messages to heart, what might the impact be on their individual lives and their health? What really comes of those kinds of lifestyle changes?
We know that when we control our weight, when we increase our physical activity, our risk for many different types of cancers will decrease. The same lifestyle changes that are associated with reductions in risk for many different types of cancers are also associated with reduction in risk for diabetes and for heart disease.
And I know you said cancer screening is a part of these educational sessions. What's in place to really encourage participants to go somewhere to get the needed screening?
Because we are working with medically underserved communities, when we go to the communities, we give them information about federally qualified health centers and rural health centers, and also the Hollings Cancer Center's mobile health unit that goes out. Our goal is for every participant in Movin' Up to have a medical home so that when they do get screened, the results of the screening can be fed back to that primary care provider who can help ensure that they get the diagnostic workup and treatment that they may need.
There are plans in place to expand the Movin' Up program. Tell us about that.
Ideally, we would have a Movin' Up session in every county in the state, and we are preparing new proposals to obtain funding to do just that.
Dr. Ford, thanks for information about the Movin' Up Cancer Initiative.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you today.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.